Hello, and you are listening to a Let's Talk Health segment. And this is Michael Wofeld, who is the staff naturopath with Purium Health Products, organic by nature. Today we are going to be discussing what is naturopathics. Now, I'm recording this because I'm going to repeat some of the same information that I gave when I gave a short talk at the Purium Convention in August of 2014. And many people really, really wrote and called me about how much they liked it. And so many people obviously we're not there, and so I'm going to repeat this. There's going to be some new information also, so bear with me if you were at the convention. Basically, naturopathic health is the oldest medical practice on planet Earth, when you come right down to it. Practiced and made, I guess, famous, you might say, by Hippocrates about 2500 B.C., he got all of his information and practices from the ancient Ayurvedic medicine that had been practiced for thousands of years throughout India and China. And so this is very, very old. And in a nutshell, it is based on self-healing, and that if we give the body the correct tools to work with, the body can go about its own repair and healing work. And both Hippocrates and Ayurvedic philosophy promoted the fact that there was no such thing as an incurable disease. Now, of course, that doesn't sound like modern conventional medicine. Modern conventional medicine is quite different. And it does have a valid purpose. There's no question about it. There are things that modern medicine can do which were not done in the past. And these primarily involve what's called trauma care. Somebody is in an accident, you know, breaks a bone, gets burned by a fire, that kind of thing. And of course, there's a host of varieties of things that human beings can have done to themselves and do to themselves. In fact, a friend of mine who I see quite a bit, he is now a retired medical doctor, and he spent 35 years in the emergency room as an emergency room physician. And his comment that he has shared a couple times, and he has a very unusual sense of humor, which you can appreciate having seen so many crazy things. He says, every time I see something that looks like it is about done to their body, I find out I'm wrong. Someone else will come in and top it. So we humans have an incredible propensity for getting ourselves in messes and injuring ourselves, hurting ourselves, so on and so forth. So modern medical triage is perfect for that, absolutely perfect. Because, you know, even after 9/11, when we had the humongous, catastrophic, terrible accidents from these buildings that collapsed, there were thousands of people injured. And it has been said that if it weren't for modern medical triage care, thousands would have died or ended up paralyzed for life without limbs, so on and so forth. But because of medical triage, that number was far, far less. In fact, it is incredible, incredible how many people were saved because of modern medicine. So that's really, really excellent. Now, obviously, the whole concept of what both Hippocrates and Ayurveda talked about and promoted was the concept that the body is a triune being. We are a physical being, We are a mental, emotional being, and we are a spiritual being. And all of the ancient writings and medical procedures always took into account these three aspects of the human being. And of course, that's a little bit different for somebody who's a veterinarian. And they even had special approaches for animal care in olden days that still operated on more than just the physical. So it's that important. Now, obviously, and this is where Purium comes to play, is some of the tools that are very important is obviously we want to make sure we are putting the best fuel into our body and be used for repair and maintenance. And unless you have your own organic farm, fruit trees and avocado trees and so on and so forth, and you're producing enough food for your family pretty much year-round, other than that, you know, you don't need to worry about buying any supplements. But as we all know, there are very few of us who are able to do that. And that would include having some chickens, having maybe a cow or a goat. So obviously, you know, we need to supplement what we possibly can grow. And I recommend everyone grow something, even if you live in an apartment, even if it's just to grow sprouts, organic sprouts, very powerful and very healthy. But obviously, we're all limited in terms of how much we can actually produce for our family use. So this is really where Purium comes into play, because we pride ourselves on being food. We are as organic as possibly is available. And when organic is not available, we make sure that the raw materials are very completely tested for contaminants and purity so that we know what we are sharing. Because after all, this is a family-run company. I've been with the company for over 15 years. And my wife and I use these products. And so I would have a hard time talking about these products in a very positive way if I wasn't using them and felt really comfortable using them. So that's, to me, that's the best testimonial that is. And I've been in the natural products and health industry for over 30 years. So, you know, I feel fairly confident in that statement. So I think it's, and most of you who are listening to this right now probably agree that what Purium offers is as good as can be found in a packaged finished product that can be shipped to your house. That's really what we're talking about. And people always say to me, well, is this as good as fresh? Well, of course it's not good as fresh, but, and here's the big but, because these foods are properly grown and harvested, and many of them are processed at less than 90 degrees, so they're still enzyme active, that they may not be fresh, but they're going to be a lot more nutritious and possibly even more enzyme active than a lot of quote-unquote fresh food that you buy at the grocery store. Even if you're buying organic produce and you don't live in California, you could be eating food that is 7 to 10 days. So is that fresh? Obviously not. Okay, so that's the take on that. So I don't want to bemoan the fact right now of promoting the quality and the efficacy of our products, because we've done that many, many times, but I just want to show that that's a key ingredient in talking about naturopathic health. Now, obviously, there are times where people use specific types of herbs and maybe even homeopathics. And Purium has some of those, but obviously we do not offer a full range of all of these things. And some of those are very appropriate at times if one knows what they're doing. The nice thing about homeopathics is you can't do anything wrong with them except waste a little money. They can't hurt you. Same with Bach flower remedies. They can't hurt you and they can obviously help. So That being said, I think one of the main reasons why, you know, and this is so important, is I've used this analogy many times, but I think it stands repeating as many times as necessary, that if we compare the human body with an automobile, since everyone drives cars these days, it is obvious that you can be putting the finest gasoline in your gas tank, but if your spark plugs are old or plugged up, you know, if the oil hasn't been changed, well, you're not going to get that much out of that high grade of gasoline. Well, it's the same with our products, and this is why we offer the 10-day cleanse, because it's very helpful to detoxify and clean out once in a while, even if you don't want to lose weight. In fact, many people do our 10-day cleanse with the sole purpose of detoxifying, and they don't want to lose weight because they're at a comfortable weight. And people can do this. In fact, just holding the thought that you want to maintain weight normally will do what it takes to not lose any weight. And counter to that, people that want to lose weight, they have to affirm what they want to lose and hold to that thought. And that also helps. So it's pretty powerful. So obviously, there are multiple things, but, you know, keeping it simple is very, very important. I'm a big fan of that. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, we have, you know, the mind, we have the emotions, and we have our spiritual nature. And these can play a huge impact in whether the things we're putting into our body are working as well as they can. For example, if you're driving your car and you've got that real super great gasoline and you're also got new spark plugs and you're driving with the emergency brake on, you're not going to do too well. In fact, you could do some damage. Okay, well, it's the same thing. If you are doing the best you can in even eating organic food, even while you're doing our cleanse, whatever, and yet you're not getting the kind of results that you had hoped for, you need to look at other areas, meaning mental, emotional, and spiritual, because these have a big impact. Now, I will share with you two stories that I shared at the convention that people really love. And both of these are true. And one of them is from about, 40 years ago at this point. This was a story that actually was reported on an early edition of 60 Minutes, I believe. I know it was on TV, and I think it was 60 Minutes. Anyhow, there was a young, I think he was 7 or 8 years old, and this boy, and this is, of course, back in the 70s, was diagnosed with a very rare form of leukemia, a type of cancer of the blood, but it was different. It wasn't just the standard that people were used to. And they had tried several approaches, and nothing was really working. And they finally got to the point where this one oncologist said that they had an experimental drug that they thought might be helpful, but they admitted that it could be rather toxic and could really be debilitating. And there was no guarantee it was going to work. And so they said, you know, go think about it. And so the father decided, and the parents, they both decided, that it wasn't up to them to decide this, because it wasn't their body. And so they decided to sort of sit down with their son and give him the scoop, you know, give him the straight talk about the fact that, you know, he was dying, he had this problem, blah, blah, blah. And the doctors had said, you know, that he probably didn't have more than, you know, 3 to 6 months to live. And so, of course, you know, the dad decided to be the one to talk, and he was certainly very, very nervous. And this little boy, you know, definitely broke the ice for dad. Because the dad started off and was telling him what the problem was and the fact that the doctors had said, you know, that his life was going to be short. And the son, without even batting an eye, looks right at his dad and with complete confidence said, "Dad, I'm not going to die. I got too much to do." Now, the dad felt that the son didn't really understand what that meant. You know, sort of a Pollyanna approach. But he felt relieved that he at least said this. But the little son knew exactly what it was, because he had watched his goldfish die, and I think he also had had a chipmunk or whatever, that had also died of old age. So he knew what death was. And it wasn't going to happen to him at that point. And so the father then proceeded to talk about the fact that there was this experimental drug, blah, blah, blah. He said, "So it's really up to you if you want to do this or not." And, you know, he told them about the side effects and the fact that it would really probably knock him out for several weeks. And it was no guarantee that it was actually going to help. And so the son, without doubt, you know, without even questioning, just said, "Well, no, I don't want to do that, Dad. That doesn't make any sense." And so he said, so the son actually said, "Well, can I understand what's actually going on? What's wrong with my body? In other words, what's the body doing that is not the right thing?" Because this boy was still young enough that, you know, he was still sort of thinking of himself probably in somewhat of a spiritual nature, and his body was just something that was there. And so they actually sat down with the doctor, and the doctor actually was very sweet and, you know, explained the whole thing and how it was operating, and that his blood cells were attacking each other, blah, 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 and this is what was causing the problem, and, you know, the cancer cells were proliferating right within his blood. So he wanted to know what they looked like, and, you know, they talked for quite a while. And then, you know, they went home. And so they were giving the boy, you know, like, you know, fresh juices, and they were trying to really feed him well, but they said, "Well, you know, whatever you want to eat is fine with us." And so he was happy having some of the, you know, still sticking with some of the juices and all, but he also said that he would like to have some, you know, chocolate ice cream. And so they gave him chocolate ice cream. Well, one of the things that he did was he was an avid airplane aficionado. He loved airplanes, and he had models in his room of different planes that his dad had helped build. He loved these things. They were hanging from the ceiling. And so every day for about 2 hours, this young boy, because he spent a lot of time in bed because he didn't have a lot of energy, but he was feeling better since he wasn't having more toxic drugs. But for 2 hours plus every day, he actually would visualize with his eyes closed that this fighter jet was flying through his blood vessels and actually shooting and eliminating these cells that were causing trouble. That's all he did. He did that for over a month while he continued having his green juices, his fruit juices, and his chocolate ice cream. Well, do you know that young boy is closing in on 50 years? He didn't die. Now, do you suppose the chocolate ice cream healed him? Well, of course not. Do you think the green juices healed him? I don't think so either, although I think they helped. I think they gave his body, you know, a lot of good nutrition. But what do you think actually turned things around? His thought and his visualization and his willingness and willpower, because he knew it wasn't his time. Now, that entire story has been told several times. Now, I haven't seen any current, but the last time I heard something about it, he was like 42 years old. And that was, you know, a few years ago. But I, you know, he was still in perfect health. So I doubt seriously that anything has changed. But the point is that what really turned things around was his own consciousness. Now the second story. And this one I just heard recently, well, about a year ago. There was a young man who was in his mid-20s, I think. And while working, he was in an accident and was badly burned. Like, you know, 75% of his body, second and third degree burns. And the doctors told the family that there really wasn't a lot of hope, that there was so much damage that, you know, there just wasn't any, that he didn't really have any skin that could be grafted because all the skin had been affected in one way or another. And so this boy, you know, had grown up, you know, in Sunday school, but wasn't, you know, he had sort of left the whole concept of God and religion and spirituality, you know, as he got a, you know, a teenager in, you know, 20s because, you know, it wasn't cool and, you know, wasn't the thing to grasp. But his parents were very, very connected, and they felt that, you know, faith was the ultimate in all things. And so they got on the horn, and they contacted every single person they knew and asked that that person would pray for their son. And this went on for about 10 days. Well, this young man started getting better, to the doctor's amazement. He was improving day by day by day. His color was improving, his fever was going down, you know, his skin actually started to look better. And people thought, well, this is a miracle. Wow, this is pretty amazing. Well, after about, I don't know, about 2 weeks of this, this young man started thinking, because he had been told, you know, that all these people were praying for him. And he started thinking that, wow, you know, I have not led a really good life the last, say, 9 or 10 years. You know, I've done a lot of things I really aren't proud of. And I probably don't deserve that all these people are praying for me. I mean, he sincerely thought that. Excuse the music. I guess we have to put up with it. And so he started to decline dramatically. And it was at the point where he looked like he was going to leave again. Well, a nurse came in after about 10 days, and he was desperate, so he said, would you mind just reading something from a Bible that's in the nightstand? And she picked it up and opened to some psalm or something. Yeah, I don't even remember exactly what it was. But the gist of it was, everyone makes mistakes, and it's okay, God forgives us. And he wanted it repeated, which he did. And then she noticed that his temperature had gone down 2 degrees instantly. Instantly. And he then went on to a full recovery. Now, in both of these cases, it shows the power of thought, the power of willingness, the power of receptivity. That is everything. When you combine that with the right tools of food, calmness, peace, nothing is impossible. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope the next time I record one, I can eliminate this music completely. Take good care. God bless.